This is Melinda James on ABC Illawarra.
Well, steel will be absolutely vital in the renewable energy revolution that the entire world is undergoing at the moment. Perversely, steel is also still a heavily emitting industry. But there is no doubt that steel is absolutely crucial. This week, the BlueScope Steel Board met in Wollongong, unusually, for their AGM, for their annual general meeting. And as well as predicting a pretty healthy profit of between $800 million and $900 million for the first half of this year, the board also outlined some plans to build a new pipe and tube mill at Port Kembla and the possible addition of Australian metal coating capacity to support demand growth. This, of course, comes on top of BlueScope submitting plans for its advanced steel manufacturing precinct to planning authorities, a decision that will be made by the planning minister to give that the tick. That is for a new wind tower manufacturing facility and also steel for the defence sector. So making towers for wind farms, it's not something we currently do here in Australia. So what sort of role could Port Kembla play? How big is the likely demand around the world for steel going to be? We did try to talk to Mark Vassella from BlueScope Steel, but we were unable to. So we've spoken to Mark Kane, who's the CEO of the Australian Steel Institute. They've just recently spoken about the global demand for steel for the renewable energy sector. He said Australia really needs to jump on board and jump on board quickly if we're going to meet demand.
Between now and 2050, based on ASI's predictions, there needs to be 15 million tonnes of steel made available and manufactured into renewable energy infrastructure in Australia. And that's before you even look at large-scale manufacture of hydrogen. So there's quite a challenge in terms of infrastructure requirements. And at the moment, most of that type of product is being imported, which we believe places Australia in a vulnerable position. When I say that steel is being imported, it's not the raw steel. It's manufactured things like wind towers, the solar racking systems for supporting the solar panels. There's also a need for significant amounts of transmission lines, and the towers at this stage are almost 100% imported as well. And we believe that leaves Australia vulnerable in terms of supply chain disruption and sovereign capability. So we're advocating that governments should encourage local manufacture by having minimum local content targets for the renewable energy infrastructure in steel, and also providing government incentives to establish manufacturing capability, for example, to manufacture wind towers in Australia.
Okay, well, let's get on in just a moment to some of the directions BlueScope's taking and what's been announced recently how that might fill some of that gap. But you mentioned the millions of tonnes that we might need here locally. To put this in perspective, I was reading that global steel consumption will triple by 2050, triple due to the growth of the renewable energy sector. So you mentioned those things, wind towers, solar panels, transmission.
So that's demand for renewable energy sector infrastructure. It's not the actual volume of global steel. It's right. The demand for the renewable energy infrastructure, which I mentioned.
Okay. So that market's set to grow threefold in the next couple of decades.
So I was just going to say that goes to my point as well about reliance on overseas supply when other countries are going to be wanting to do all this stuff as well.
What needs to happen then? People might find it interesting that, BlueScope, we're known for COLORBOND, and COLORBOND is a magnificent product that's used a lot domestically. But why is it so difficult? Why is so much investment required to just make steel that comes in different shapes and sizes?
So, for example, say a wind tower, they're massive tubular sections, and they're very long, and they need to be competitive, made in facilities that are dedicated, like churning them out like sausages. High volume, low margin, specialist facilities. We don't have that in Australia, for example, at the moment. So we need to have these sorts of facilities invested in so that we have that capability. And so what goes back to my comment, governments, whether state or federal, because they've all got a role in this, if they set minimum local targets, it will encourage the investment. But at the moment, people who are thinking of investing in this type of capability in Australia are gun shy because at this stage, all the stuff's being imported, 100% being imported from overseas. And so they're nervous about the capital outlay not getting a return.
So we've seen the advanced steel manufacturing precinct scoping study go before planning. Yeah. That's state significant infrastructure. The decision will be made by the planning minister. But this is about BlueScope moving into manufacturing wind towers and steel for defence capabilities, really. But the wind tower is probably where there's the biggest volume of business potential, isn't it?
It is, and it wouldn't be BlueScope investing directly, I'd believe. It would probably be more likely BlueScope customers.
How significant, though, is this and this precinct that's now before the planning minister? And what would it mean for output at BlueScope and industry and manufacturing here locally in Port Kembla if this was to happen?
Look, I don't know the exact numbers, but it runs into hundreds of millions and hundreds or thousands of jobs. I've read the sort of the material, but as I said, I don't have that at my fingertips. I just know it's significant, and it would be beyond sort of wind towers. It would be going into other areas of manufacture. What would happen, I think, is that BlueScope still exports steel. It would probably mean some of their exports would be directed to domestic consumption. Would be the first thing, which I think is more sustainable from a personal perspective.
And if we don't do this type of thing, if we don't start manufacturing our own wind towers here in this country, what do you see happening?
Well, I don't think we'll meet the aspirations that Australia has for renewable energy, frankly. I don't think the supply will keep up with demand. I'm not advocating for 100% manufacture of these products in Australia. I'm just saying that we need to not be 100% reliant on overseas.
Can I ask as well about the new pipe and tube mill at Port Kembla that BlueScope was talking about at its recent AGM? This is, again, a diversification of products. How important is this for BlueScope heading into the future?
Well, again, it displaces imported product, which currently can't be made in Australia. And, again, some of those products go into the renewable energy sector, funnily enough, particularly into solar racking systems.
On another front, there were questions put at the AGM, which there often are, in relation to BlueScope's transition to a greener manufacturing process, which we know is in its nascent days. But there is still a lot of pressure on steelmakers like BlueScope here domestically in Australia to make inroads into manufacturing green steel as quickly as their counterparts appear to be doing in other parts of the world. What can you say about BlueScope's progress on that front? Because it does appear that steelmakers elsewhere around the globe are making progress more quickly towards green steel than we're seeing here in Port Kembla.
One of the fundamental issues before getting into the sort of hydrogen discussion is that the current so-called green steel manufacturers are using scrap. They're melting scrap to make new steel products. There's not enough scrap in the world to do that. And in Australia, we import scrap presently just to meet our current needs. So using that sort of
those calculations,
route, yep, mm-hmm. You know, doesn't compute. I'll give an example. The United States is the most developed country in the world, and it still needs to manufacture 40% of its steel requirements from iron ore. It's only got 60% of its capability able to be met by scrap, and it's the country that's built up scrap through products that have been past their life over, well, probably 100 years.
So there's a role for the use of scrap in steelmaking to make it a greener process, but the Absolutely. Holy grail, of course, is potentially hydrogen, some sort of electrolyzer, a different process altogether. There do appear to be other steelmakers around the world who are making progress more quickly on this front. What do you think about Australia's investment in hastening the transition?
Well, BlueScope are investing in this space. They're building a hydrogen electrolyzer to do prototyping at Port Kembla. People need to realise that a lot of the talk in Europe, for example, is still in the developmental stage. It's not scaled to full-scale manufacturing. So it'll be some time before some of this potential actually has significant breakthrough.
So what do you reckon? Interesting, isn't it? So many opportunities right on our doorstep. We'll see what happens from here. And that's Mark Keynes, who is the CEO of the Australian Steel Institute. You're listening to ABC Illawarra.